JB and Bill, this is a special Friday edition of The Rush Hour.
All right, Fat, we're talking Brownlow here, of course. It's coming up on Sunday, a different version, given what we're all experiencing. So a bit of a virtual job with Jackie Philgate, Hamish McLaughlin. I think it starts at 7 on Sunday night on the 7 Network, so check that out. But the Brownlow that you and I know about, you, of course, as a player, and myself when I was there as the chairman of a footy club, but I remember the first one I ever went to.
Yep.
And I was actually on Triple M's table many, many years ago with Godfather of Rock, Lee Simon, Lethal Lee Simon. Yes. And I don't know who else was there. Anyway, so it was my first time going to it. I wasn't aware of how things worked. And I wasn't aware, Fat, that you get locked in the room.
Yes, so once, during the ad breaks.
That's it. Once the if you're not ready to go out straight away to have a number one, because you would have got your number two sorted out earlier, but number one. So yes, you're thinking to yourself, right, I need a number
Rover.
One. They don't let you out, and if you get out, you've got to be ready to come back in at the right amount of time, otherwise they won't let you back in.
Spot on.
And you break the seal.
Yeah, well, this is the problem. I'm sitting at the Palladium there at Crown, and I've got through a couple of segments, and I'm thinking to myself, geez, I need one. I do. Anyway, so I got over there to leave, unaware of what we're talking about, Fat. And the bloke wouldn't let me out. He said, no, mate, you're not going anywhere. I said, well, I really need to go to the toilet. I'm not letting you out.
And so you said, don't you know who
no,
I am?
No, I did not. I stood there next to the door because now at this stage I really badly needed one. So I stood next to the door for the whole of the third segment thinking, right, as soon as the door opens, bang. I am hitting the rockets and getting to the toilet. Third segment finishes. Guy opens the door, and I had to bolt past about 100 people trying to get back into the room, but I squeezed past them, screamed into the toilets, and now the toilets at Crown Fat Palladium, you go into the toilet area, and then what they are separate, aren't they, weeing cubicles, if you like.
Yeah, little walls.
So it's not like back in the day when you said the great big trough. It was
urinal.
Not like that. You get one cubicle to each little one. Anyway.
Those lollies are nice.
Oh, so I get in there, Fat, and by this stage I badly needed to go. So as I wasn't even aware of anyone coming in behind
me. I know what you're going to say.
Fat, I got in there, and you know the release of that first sort of second or two.
It's nearly the best feeling in the world.
So I'm thinking, God, but thank God for that. So, I had a fair, reasonable stream going. Anyway, and I've got my tuxedo on. I'm at the Brownlow. I'm the first ever Brownlow. And anyway, as I'm midstream and mid-release, just a little Bill. Out the
popped
back.
Out. Just popped out.
It came out, Bill. I didn't mean it to. It came out. And then it occurred to me that I had someone behind me waiting for my cubicle. So I looked around and literally, not like only about half a metre behind me.
Oh, Jim, I know.
The great Paul Couch.
Yes.
Bill, couch I farted on him.
Couch.
I farted on Couchy.
Oh, Jim.
And at this stage, I'm not saying I'm a senior now, but I was a real junior burger in those days. He had no idea who I was. Anyway, of course I knew who he was.
Yeah.
So as I've turned around and I'm zipping up my fly, I said, Couchy, I'm sorry about that. Anyway, he was like, no worries. And we're back into the room and had finished off the night. But what happened was I then got to know Couchy, obviously, when I'd been in Melbourne for longer and through people like yourself. And I found out, God rest his soul, of course, the great man. But I found out how good a bloke he was. Every time from that moment on I ran into him, it didn't matter where it was, he'd say,
he would have brought it up.
Any danger of you not farting on me? And I was as embarrassed every time he said it as I was. I'd say, Couchy, I'm so sorry about that. I didn't mean it. Mate, I'm only joking.
Oh, mate. Of course, he won a Brownlow.
He did. Bloody oath. That's 89. Why he was there every year.
Yeah. Mate. And a superstar bloke, and he wouldn't have cared, but he would have. It wouldn't have mattered if you're at church. He would have brought it up.
He went every time I saw him.
Exactly.
Jim, any danger that you might not fart him? Thanks, Couchy. I'm so sorry about that.
Great memories. Oh, my best memory, Jim, was 1990, of course. I didn't get invited when I nearly won it.
No, you didn't. You're a long way back.
Tony Liberatore won it with 18 votes. Graham Wright on 17, Silvani 16, and I voted. I got 12 or 14 votes, Jim.
It would have been 12. If you're putting 12 or 14, it'd be 12.
12 or 16 votes I got, Jim.
So you're miles back.
And I was on Hamilton Island doing some of the best work.
Were you?
I remember singing Red, Red Wine to a couple of Russian girls around.
Oh, my God. Listen to you.
Red, every time I hear it now, Red,
so,
Red Wine.
Rabbits, do you know how many you got?
I do.
How many?
15.
No, you got 12.
12.
And where'd you say you finished?
About fourth. Did I? Libba won it with 18.
Where do you finish?
11th.
11th! Oh. Oh, no.
Oh. And not even John 11th.
He finished 11th.
Oh, something's happened. Oh. I don't know what's happened to the screen or the...
I don't know.
They were great memories of the Brownlow.
Equal votes with Lowy.
Yeah. No wonder you weren't invited. You came 11th.
I thought I did better than that. I got the most Brownlow votes for Geelong. I won a trophy at the Best and Fairest Night.
Oh, no. Anyway, happy memories.
It's a rush hour, JB.
Oh, farting Jim.
Triple N.